Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, you're listening to Money FM 89.3. Well, one such area that technology is helping to advance is the world of finance. I mean, services like online and mobile banking, contactless cards, e-wallets are made available to offer the best service possible to customers. Well, according to a research done by Accenture, Singapore's fintech companies attracted big money last year, with fintech investment soaring 69% to about $735 million in the first 9 months of 2019. And in the inaugural Global Fintech Index City Rankings 2020 report, a ranking analytics company also named Singapore the fintech leader of Asia Pacific over in APAC. And Republic Polytechnic has revamped its diploma in business applications into the diploma in financial technology in the upcoming academic year, starting in April, in hopes of grooming local fintech talent for the country's finance and banking sector. So what can aspiring students expect? Well, we're joined by Tok Nam Huat, Program Chair, Diploma in Financial Technology, Republic Polytechnic, to tell us more. Tell us, why is it important to groom local fintech talent?
Hi guys, this is Nam Huat. So to maintain Singapore competitive advantage as a fintech hub, we need to train young talent by providing good quality training. Right, our population's ages, and recently the inflow of immigrants slowed down. Right, it's therefore imperative for local talent to fill the gaps and the shortages in our jobs, particularly in the emerging domains like fintech. Mm-hmm. Right, for example, in the 2019 survey by Singapore Fintech Association, right, they found that from the respondent, right, many respondents, they want to increase their headcount to up to 50% in the next 1 to 3 years. So we see that we have to groom our own talent to support our country.
Mm-hmm. And talk to us about how the curriculum was developed. I mean, was industry expertise sought? I mean, and who was involved?
So in the context of the Diploma in Financial Technology, we work very closely with our stakeholders, particularly the industry partners like, for example, Pandix, right, Tribe Accelerators, or even PayPal. So we co-create the curriculum. So the lecturers don't just create the curriculum. We talk to them. We invite them to our campus. All right, and we talk about the topics, that's relevant into the industry, not just now, but also in the future.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the challenges that you and your team faced while you were developing on the course? I mean, what concerns were there?
For the polytechnics, right, we enroll students from the O-level, from the ITs, and recently from students from the different educational pathway, all right? So the challenge is, how can we transform this group of students who are largely teenagers, right, to be an IT professional in 3 years, all right? That's what we feel, we have to bring in the industry partners, right, to our campus, talk to them, right, port their technologies, their know-how, all right, so that when the students graduate, right, they would have the skill sets they're sought after by the industry.
You want to elaborate a little bit more on the modules that the students who are tuning to us right now can expect?
Yeah, so the Diploma in Financial Technologies focuses on the technical IT skill sets. All right, when I say technical IT skill set, looking at software development skills. Mm-hmm. All right, in fact, 40% of the modules, they are into software development, and the other 30% is on fintech. Why we felt that it's important, because we talk to the companies and they feel that, out of the jobs available, right, the large components are IT jobs. So we want to fill in this area, right, and to supply the manpower.
Mm-hmm. So any particular module specifically that you can share with us?
So we do have some of the key modules, on financial technology. So we cover payment technologies. We cover distributed ledger technologies and elementary subjects like financial ecosystem. Okay, let's talk about payment technologies. All right, we use PayNow, PayLah. Mm-hmm. All right, it's a software that runs on the phone, for example. So you use a software to perform a transaction, a payment transaction. So someone would need to create a software, or to upgrade it. So our graduates would have the skill sets in writing the software to create modules, and in the context of payment.
And this particular course obviously will take about, 3 years to complete?
Yeah, it's a 3 years full-time course, mm-hmm. right? We do have intent to mount short courses, right? Not just for full-time students, but also for the adult learners.
For freelance, yeah. Part-time students.
Correct, correct.
Okay, okay. Well, we're speaking to Tok Nam Huat, Program Chair over at the Diploma in Financial Technology at the Republic Polytechnic, right here on Money FM 89.3. Tell us, what will students be able to specialise in? I mean, you mentioned a while about writing the software program. So what other things will students be able to be schooled in after that?
Okay, we do cover modules on entrepreneurship, right? So the students are trained, right, to work in a startup company. Not just the startup company, they can be the contributors as a business development executive, right, in helping the CEOs in perform the day-to-day tasks and so on.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm. And in your experience right now that you have spoken to many people in the industry, what do you think are some of the problems facing fintech here in Singapore?
Okay, one areas when I talk to some of the executive and the CEO from the startup. So one areas is to have a deep understanding on the financial regulation in Singapore, right? Especially so when the top executive are not local.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And with the introduction of technologies, right, there are new regulations that MAS has formulated. So we see that there's a lack of fintech talent that will help to bridge this gap. That's why we see that we could, the Republic Poly could come in, right, to mount short courses. Like, for example, we are launching a new course, the Mastering in Fintech, that covers areas on the financial regulations and of course technology like blockchain.
Mm-hmm. And how do people get enrolled into these courses right now? If they're tuning in right now, they're not a potential Republic Polytechnic student, but they want to take up for their own personal interests.
Okay, so we run short courses. Like, for example, the Mastering Fintech short course, that I mentioned just now, we are launching in late March this year, so that the public can sign up through the RP portal.
Mm-hmm. Like go to the RP portal,
precisely.
Right? Okay, so maybe you can talk us through some of the job prospects for the students who, I'm talking about the full time students who kind of graduate with this course.
The graduates from the Diploma in Financial Technology, right, can work as a software developer in the fintech industry, but they can also work in other industries, right? Because IT skills cut across all the industries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in this case, it's obviously being in the fintech industry, obviously.
Yeah, but their skill sets are generic enough to other industries, precisely.
Okay. So tell us, how would this course kind of stand out from available information technology as the IT courses in other institutions?
All right, so we are looking at entry-level professionals. So I talked to the company executive. They feel that the software development is the largest job segment, right, in the fintech companies. For example, the fintech companies, they hire more software developer over sales and marketing executive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So to tap on the demand for IT technical skill sets, right? So the course trains the students in the specialized IT skill sets needed to support the financial and fintech sector.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've been speaking to Tok Nam Huat, Program Chair, Diploma in Financial Technology over at Republic Polytechnic, right here, Money FM 89.3. Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.